من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. The ayat that we are reading is that one should submit fully to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands us, we should work ourselves to such a level that our hearts are fully open and we accept it wholeheartedly. We have no reservations in our heart for any command of Allah, for any sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who have worked for that and found that, now Allah Ta'ala explains their great reward what they will have. And that is, Allah says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهُ وَالرَّسُولُ. اور جو کوئی حکم مانے اللہ کا اور اس کے رسول کا, whoever is obedient to Allah and His Rasul, who has made this effort to accept every command of Allah, accept it wholeheartedly, open-heartedly. For those people who try to be obedient in that way to Allah and His Rasul, أُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ, so وہ ان کے ساتھ ہے جن پر, so these will be those people who will be with those people, أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, Allah نے انعام کیا, on whom Allah Ta'ala has showered His very special favors, the people of the great levels of Jannah, these people will be with them, مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, کہ وہ نبی, or they will be with the Anbiya, وَصِدِّقِينَ, or Siddiq, and those who are the exceptionally truthful people, وَالشُّهَدَىٰ, or Shaheed, and with the martyrs, وَالصَّالِحِينَ, or نَيْكْبَخْتْ, and those who are righteous and pious, وَحَسُنَا أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, or اچھی ہے ان کی رفاقت. And what good company is not this, to have the company of the Anbiya alayhi salam, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, and the Salihin. Those are very, very high stages, which is not for the ordinary person like us. But Allah Ta'ala has made a fifth category in them, that those who will be obedient to Allah and His Rasul, in their humble ways, they try their best to be obedient, to fulfill the commands of Allah and Rasul, though they will not be of that level, but Allah will put them with these great people who are the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, and the Salihin. On one occasion, some Sahaba told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, in this dunya, we love you so much, and many times we are engaged in our family matters, our business matters, and when we don't see you, we feel restless. Then we just come quickly by and we see you, and then our eyes find solace and peace just when we had one glimpse of you. But in Jannah, you will be in the very highest stages, close to Allah Ta'ala, the highest stages, and we will be very far away in the much lower stages. Then what will happen to us there? That thought makes us go mad, restless, that there we won't be able to see you. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read this ayat to them and said, whoever are obedient to Allah and His Rasul, Allah will put them with those people of the higher level. One hadith it comes, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, al-mar'u ma'a man ahab, a person will be with whom he loves in the hereafter. Those who love the Anbiya alayhi salam, the righteous and the pious people, though their actions are not of that level, they are much lower, but because they love them, Allah will put them with them. This does not mean that they will be continuously 24 hours with them. It will mean they will go and visit them whenever they want to. Or it means they will be in their neighborhood. Like you are with somebody, you are in his neighborhood, and you can go and visit him whenever you want to. So this is a great bashar, glad tidings for those who are obedient to Allah and His Rasul. And with their efforts, they haven't reached that great level like the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. But Allah will give them that they will be there with them. So that is a great and fadl of Allah. ذَٰلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ ذَٰلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ یہ فضل ہے اللہ کی طرف سے. This is what is given for nothing from Allah Ta'ala's side. You did not work for it. You did not reach that stage. You were just amongst the ordinary muti'een, ordinary people who submitted to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. You did not make those great sacrifices as those people did. You did not achieve that position which they did. But in your humble way you tried, because of that also Allah Ta'ala's fadl will be. Fadl is that which is given for nothing which you did. Free of charge it is given. Allah will give that to those people. وَكَفَىٰ بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا. Or Allah kaafi hai jaanne wala. And Allah alone knows everything. He is sufficient for knowing. That is, He knows what is in your heart. In your heart you want to be like those pious people. You aspire, but you have your weaknesses. You have your limitations. You cannot manage it. But in your heart you want to, for such people Allah would raise them to that stage. So this is a great, great solace from Allah Ta'ala's side for all of us, that we must just try our best, open our hearts to fulfill all the commands of Allah, try and obey Him fully, and we cannot reach where the other great people have reached, but Allah will put us with them. Also it is narrated in the hadith that in the families also, whoever is very pious, whether it's a parent or the children or anyone, because of that one person's piety, the others who are not so pious, Allah will let them join that person in the akhirah. That person won't be alone in his high stages, and the family won't be left down in the lower stages. The only condition is that they must die with iman. If they die with iman, their amal were weak, their amal were little, very little. They could not be at that high stages, but Allah will join them with those people. So we should be very particular, worried about our iman, and whoever is righteous and pious, we have any alim in the family, any hafiz in the family, a pious person, always treat them well. It will help us tremendously in the akhirah. And then we will see what the great benefits was to be good to these people who are righteous and pious, and how Allah will join us with them. May Allah give us all the proper understanding of deen, and in the short lives of our dunya, to prepare for this eternal and everlasting life of the akhirah. Subhanallah.